You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Something derayso l'chum. Okay, so we're going to the Rambam Shita. You do the Rambam Shita in a few places, which is a bracha. So like this, the Rambam Shita suffik derayso. We know suffik derayso l'chum. Rambam Shita suffik derayso is a cool. Rambam says plyim to his mace. Few places the Rambam says what's the Rambam's mukkah is not so clear, but that's what the Rambam Shita is. The Rashba brings a chuvas of Rambam which we don't have. As far as unless you know, it was discovered recently, but the Rashba in Kiddushin Ayin Gimel, where the Gemara says Suffolk Mamzer is Mutter Mikan, the Rambam got the din of Suffolk Derayso Kul. Just like we know, everybody holds Suffolk. Well, we pass Suffolk Mamzer is Mutter Derayso. Of course, it's Kseiris. So too all Sveikas. That means if a person has a Suffolk, it's Mutter and eat also eat, right? Bladder. Right, there's two gear sauce in the Rambam, whether it goes on chayvik creases too. Does anybody know why the question is chayvik? Besides, that's more chomer. Anybody know what the mucker for that is? Because there's something called an ashim tolui. What's an ashim tolui? Ashim tolui is if you ate something that could be karis, you don't know, you can't be mevarid. So the din is you bring ashim tolui. Why should you bring ashim tolui? If Suffolk derayso is the cooler, you are allowed to eat it. That's the kasha Rishonim ask on the Rambam. So because of that, they taka say that the Rambam's moida to Suffolk karis. And others say, no, ain't a chanami. The Shmaitzer goes into the whole arichas. But it's just interesting that when we were kids, so, you know, the Rebbe, you know, you get out, there's no English, still no English in some ways, right? It's still... Sometimes there's no Hebrew. No. So, we didn't have English. I don't know about nowadays they have English. No, the teachers don't put it. But so we were off like, it's 1 o'clock. You know. So the Rebbe made with us on Sunday, we should stay a little further. Every year, like one year, we learned Shagasayim. So we learned Shev Shmaitzis. We did Suffolk Derayso L'chum. He drilled us into it. He was such a good Rebbe. I could say Mamish Baal Peh some of the things. You see the Koich of, you know, Gears of the Yankers. Mamish drilled it into us. So I upon him like this. The some say that the Rambam holds and the Chanam. If you hold Oshem Toloi, right, is Chaticha Achas, then you go Suffolk Derayso L'chum. But otherwise, we hold it's Dafka Chaticha Achas Mishnei Chaticha. So you have to know this karis there. You don't know if you ate the right one. That's called Ikva Isura. Ikva Isura means you know there's an Issa there. Then the Rambam's Moida knows you know an Issa exists in this place. You just don't know which one. Then the Rambam's Moida. Okay, so, but whatever it is, the Rambam's basic Shita is Suffolk Derayso L'chum. So we're going to focus on Akasha that the Rishonim asked, the Rashba, the Ran asked from a Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin, let's first, you know, just go through the Gemara. The Gemara in Chulin asks, Minaha milsa dam rabbanan zilbasaruba. Right? And the Gemara says specifically, you find a piece of meat in the street. Again, nobody passing this shali, but you find a piece of meat in the street, 9 kosher butcher shops, and 1 tray for butcher shops. So the din is you go zilbasaruba, you go after the rive butcher shops that are kosher, right? Loved after 9, but rive. Okay, that's a din of rive. Okay, that it could be semachur. Now let me ask you something. Why do you need the concept of rive if according to the Rambam, Suffolk derayso is the cooler? No, let's say you find a piece of meat in the street, 5 butcher shops are kosher, 5 are treif, right? Then it's a Suffolk and you can't. But with derayso, according to Rambam, you're louder. So what do you need the concept of rive? Huh?
Because of the other way.
What?
If it goes the other way, 9 treif for 1.
Oh, and then what?
And we go after Rubab and you say it's great, but you say Suffolk derayso.
And then more than Suffolk, then you're right. That's what Shmuel's right. In other words, if it goes the other way, 9 tray for 1, and you eat it, you get Malchus, the right. In other words, if you wouldn't have a concept of right, it would be Suffolk. And a Chanam, it could be, even be more to eat, right? But you Zichu wouldn't get the Malchus for it. Now that you have it in right, it tells you it's also. That's according to the Rambam. Okay. I mean, let's push. Ida Gemara says 9 because Gemara's talking about on the Rabbanan Dikah level. We want to know what the din is. All right, so there's a concept called Rav. So Gemara goes through Where do we know this din of Rav? Right, the Gemara starts off Maka Ova V'Imoi, right? V'Dilma Lav Ovavu. How do you know it's his father? There's no way of proving it's his father. Maybe today with DNA, but you can't prove it's his father, right? So, well, why'd you go after Rav? So Gemara says, no. There's not a raya, maybe it's Chavish Beis Asurin, or the Gemara has different here. Then the Gemara goes to a few, we'll say one mashal, certain mitzvahs, like let's say Karban Pesach. We'll use that as the example. A Karban Pesach can't be treif, not because you're not allowed to eat treif, because if it's treif, it's not a Karban Pesach, it's not kosher. So how do you know that your Karban Pesach is not treif? Oh, I'd be by the kid. The Gemara says it's impossible because you can't break the bones. You want to see the skull. Does it have a hole in its head? A hole, you know, like a hole in its skull, in its brain. You can't get to it without breaking the skull. And that you're not allowed to do because the Shvir says, must be you go after Rav. Frek the Rajba, quote the Ramba, what's the Raya? It's a suffix. Over here, we're not going, like Shmuel said, like Sam said, that you're going. L'chumra, you're going l'kula. L'kula, right? You're assuming you're allowed to go l'kula. It's a good carbon because of Rav. You can go l'kula anyway because of suffering. You understand the question? In other words, I don't know if this carbon Pesach is treif, and my question is the gabi the mitzvah. Not the gabi issa, the gabi the mitzvah. So as far as the mitzvah goes, right, so avadai can be meiko. Why can't I be meiko? I don't know if it's a good carbon or not a good carbon. So suffik the rice and l'kula, what I need rice. That's the kasha of the Rashba. The Ran quotes it also.
He says that you would go after. He says that the Rambam and Shiki would apply to the kachem.
To kachem?
Yeah, maybe kachem is different.
Why?
Because you're moving Lazara for nothing. It's different by a couple of passages.
But why would you say Chulun is different?
Because if you're bringing. First of all, let's say, bring the carbon pass.
Right.
That's
the
first
thing.
Second,
this
carbon pass is
there for what? There for what? So, what is this?
Therefore, if you do not bring carbon pass, you have not say you're on the cars. So, therefore, maybe by caution, the Rambam's cloud of Achare, Rabbin,
suffered the rice of Kula.
Maybe by caution.
Well, but why? Why would you say caution? If the Rama holds by all these swords, says
it. You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Echateisi. Rama doesn't spell that out. I mean, Echateisi to say that.
Yeah, I think I think even according to Rambam, you need right because the Torah will not give you a mitzvah that the only fulfillment of it is Ayodeya Suffolk. The Torah is giving tzivuyim. A person has to do what he can do. If this mitzvah is only going to be fulfilled because I have a halach of suffolk, the rice of the kula, that can't be the mitzvah of the Torah. In other words, the Rambam holds.
Yeah. That's what I thought you were going to say. So yeah, what he's saying. He's mechavat and chavetz das. Chavetz das is siman kuf yod, but it's called beis suffolk. So you know all the big poskim, the pre chadish, they all in siman kuf yod, which is sveika. They go into the claw of Suffolk the Sir. So the Chavetz Das says, when do I say the din of Suffolk the Raisa Lakula? That's only by Isurim. I'm not sure if this is a Chaz or not Chaz. I can eat it. Not sure. Let's even say by Chorus. I'm not sure if this is a Mechil Shabbos. I'm allowed to do it. Masha'en came, the Gabe Mitzvahs, he says, in a mitzvah, I would say Suffolk the Raisa is Lechumra. By a mitzvah, I can't go ahead and be Mekel. Now, what she has to say, because Rambam never talks about mitzvahs. He talks about only surah. The question is, what's the svara exactly? You have a svara? So you saw it a little bit. So I'm going to just be matin what the mayor said. In other words, that he's saying a mitzvah doesn't, it's not enough requirement to go with suffer. In other words, what he's saying is, a person not sure, did I take a look? Is this a little of kosher or not? So I'll take it. Says stuff the rice in the cooler. That's it. I don't have to worry about taking another loop. I'm not sure if I said Krishna. I didn't say Krishna. I can assume I didn't say Krishna. I said Krishna. Stuff the rice in the cooler. No, you have to be mad. So we'll start with a mesher chacham. Beautiful mesher chacham. There's a din like this. There's a din. It's muchach in the Gemara, but Rishayna the Rif speak it out. We'll take one example, two examples later. The Gemara says, you see somebody shechting a behemoth, right? And you don't know, is he a mumcha? Does he know how to shecht? What? Oh, roiv mitzuyin, also shechita mumcha in it. Very good. Do you remember? It's a long time ago. What?
Something sticks.
Right, you have roiv mitzuyin. But the Gemara first says, let's be by the kim. Let's ask him. The lesser come on, Lusha. He's not around. So the riff is medayik from that Gemara that if he is around, you do have to ask. I have a roi. And it's anachanami. I'm not, again, not halacha l'maisa l'maisa. But if you see a guy shechting a behemah, you can go eat the behemah. You can assume the guy knows what he's doing. But the Gemara's Lusha was first be by the kim. Give him a test. See if he passes the shechet the by the test, right? Whatever. Whoever can give him for hair. Why do you have to for hair? Why just say machadroit? The teretz is. That's called Rav She'ev Shalavara. Another Gemara. The Gemara has a shayla. Psachim. The Gemara has a shayla. Psachim. Barbasa, you rent the house. Cheskasa baduk or not cheskasa baduk. Lamay nafkamina le shayla. He asked him. The lecha come on le shayla. He's not around. He left. He can't get hold of him. No phones. Right? So, so is it a good chazaka? Chazaka over there means right. Right. But if it's a right, why do you have to ask it? Tarsi, you have to what's called Rav She'ev Shavar. And because of that, Rashi says also, that's why we check our behemoths. That's what's called Sheikhet Ubaidik, Shin Vav Beis. The Sheikhet Shechsa, and he has to be Baidik too. Right? He has to be Baidik, the animal. He has to be Baidik. He checks. You can't check everything because otherwise you probably would not eat meat. You'd be busy. We don't have one behemah a day, maybe, right? To be busy the whole time. So you're simach on roiv, but what you could be mavar, you're mavar. Or shatnes. Now, b'day baruch Hashem. I don't know if any of you remember Mr. Rosenberg. Remember? Yeah, so. Remember? No? When we were kids, you heard of him? All the Shatness Laboratory was a thing in the 60s, probably.
I learned it.
He used to come to yeshivas. He was a Yekeshid. What? A Garin Yekeshid, Obelad. From Williamsburg. He used to walk around with these things like this big and put it down like to see clothing. And as kids, we used to sell the little raffles for him. Used to get, today's it wouldn't go. Five cents, 10 cents, a quarter. So I used to get like a prize. Believe me, your kids would not sell for those prizes. So you used to get little prizes. The man did it unbelievable. You know what schus the man has? I mean, nobody thought of shot this and that's all right. Now, I just asked a fellow, Greta, now because it was a fellow here in Shabbos, I said, that's why you usually wear a hat. He says, yeah, but my hat might be shotness. I said, shotness. He said, certain woolen, there are woolen hats. I never knew that. So I told him, ask this fellow. And he told me, yeah, there is a, but our hats are not the regular hats. It's like one of these cheap hats. Some of that. What?
Cap.
It's not a cap, it's a hat. But you see, I saw it's like foldable. So anyway, they check it. So now, Brave, let's say, you know, Brooks Brothers. I'm just, don't got a name. I don't know. It is not shotness. Can you wear it? No. What if it's the chas? You're there, the chasana. You didn't get it. You just picked it up, and it's an hour to the chuppah. Probably could, right? Again, I'm not saying Allah Almighty, but could, because a Rav Shev Shavara is only when it's not a tircha for you when you need it. But that's called Rav Shev Shavara. So the person can say that's a din derabban. Rishayim say it's a din derabban. Really, a semach on a Rav. But Efshavara, you have to try. In other words, if you know, you could do it. But how much teicha? That's already not negas right now. But there's such a reality, right? If you call up, right, and you find out, it's Efshavara, right? It's Efshavara. So now, so the Rishon said that's a din derabban, right? Efshavara, right? Comes along the Mishkanes Yankiv Talmud from Chaim Voloshin, and he says that he doesn't understand the Rishon. He says, he argues on Hashem, his derech, he has interesting, he goes always through his sugya, brings the Gemara's Rishonim, and then he must machriya a lot of times with Chazal, even Zayir sometimes. He talks about if green is kosher for Lula, for Esrig, he brings a tikkuni zayir that green is fine, but a koponim over here he says it's a mufurshim mechilta. At the end of Parshas Boy, it says v'haya chuka zayis lachem yamim yamina. So the Gemara says chuka one man goes on tefillin, but the mechilta says what is this bike? Elu tefillin that they have to check them periodically. You have to check your tefillin periodically. And he says it's mashrin. It's a din deraisa. It's a drasha pura. So he says, so how could these rishayim say that Rav Shef Shavar is only darban? Yeah, that's his taina. Okay, and he's assuming it's not a comes along with man sin. He says no, it's not the same. He says that is talking about a Rav Shef Shavar by mitzvah. He says like this: in if you learned ksubis, so beginning of ksubis, there's the sugi of oynis bagit, right? Where a person was an oinus, meaning he said something and it was an oinus that happened to him. So Yushalmi, bring Yushalmi over there. Unsa kemandalo ovid. Oinus is like he didn't do anything. But unsa kemanda ovid, lor mina. Oinus is like you did. Let's give a mashal. Right? Chazal says there are many, many different types of chambers in Gan Eden. Gan Eden is only for Yid. The Radvaz says that even though the Rambam says that Chasidi Umas Oilam get Oilam Haba, but not Gan Eden. It says, Kol Aro Lo Yoichel Ma. This means because you eat the fruits of Yilev. So that's what he writes, the Radvaz in the Rambam, in the Chas Mulachim. Kol Aro Lo Yoichel Ma. But anyway, Bakoponim, it's in Medrash, it says, there's a room for Goyim Lechassad and Begadli assignment. So Lament, just making it crude, of course, there's a room for people who eat matzah. Guy comes up there, and there's a room, also, Gehenim, that also exists, right? For people who did this aveira, right? And that aveira. So a Russian, Rahman Aslan, who grew up in communist Russia, comes up there, and Gehenim, he says, what do you mean you put me, they're going to put him into a room, he never heard of Shabbos in his life, never heard of Tarfis in his life, right? Avadi doesn't, but let's now go to Gan Eden. He goes there and he says, I never heard of tefillin in my life. Does he get schar for putting on tefillin? Because he was an oinus? No. Why? Because he didn't put on tefillin. He's not held responsible. He's not punished for it. But he's zichah not going to get schar. So the Meir Simcha said that's the same thing in oinus and mitzvahs, right? You can't get schar. So he says, That the Rishonim say that you don't have to be mevarer a iser, right? Is talking about isurim. You Mishka Sankar, but talking about a mitzvah. In other words, if you are soimach on a roiv, and you be'enai reisi, a younger man came to me once. He showed me his tefillin. It I don't remember the exact word, but it said ukshartem la'ois la'ois. Two times he was livid. So I'm so upset at the Seif. I said, listen, the Seif is an Elach Seif. He fell asleep. I write for my Shia notes, my everyday Shia, and every time I look at it, when I go over with them, I see I wrote the same word, double. Your mind skips. Even if you look at it, you see the word lois, and you see it twice, you don't realize it. So the Seif made a mistake. But it might say the Pasul Tefillin, right? So the fellow didn't put on Tefillin for 10 years. Right, so Avada, you should check it, right? Masha ein kein, if a fella eats, like we know it was Hashem Yirachem a mice a few years ago, right? The Rav was an Erlich Rav, everything was kosher and yosher and so on, but Hashem Yirachem, the guy played around with whatever he played around with. Can you say, I'm not talking about Metam de Malev, that's not the issue here. Can you say that people do the Isurim? They didn't do Isurim, they're an Einus. They're Seimach. Ramesh, I heard once that Ramesh Feinstein used to say, that if you go to Chasana and you want to check, make sure it's a, and yeah, you see a Mashgiach, an Erlich Yid, and you ask him, he says, yeah. And you say, I'm not eating by him. He says, he doesn't have a beard. The guy last night had a beard, that I trust. So he says, it's apikorsis. It's you believe Eidach and Neman Bisurin, not beards on Neman Bisurin. It has not to do beards. If he's an Erlich, he's an Erlich. That's the div, right? But Baruch Ber, with all his kanos, very hard for him to puzzle up a yid. He didn't puzzle up a yid, right? When it comes to kashrus, he said, like, I can't accept that this guy this, maybe not, you know. But I kupon him, avada, if you're soymach on a roiv, and if roiv is wrong, you didn't do anything wrong, basically. You didn't do anything wrong.
That, but let's say you say I only eat by this place because there are a lot of people over there, they only ate by this guy, so you're taking yourself out of right. You're taking yourself out of right.
I'm not familiar with the tshuva.
You're taking yourself out of right, then you do have a problem.
Uh-huh. Okay. But Akoponim, he says over there to Meir Simcha, that Avada, when it comes to Rav She'ef Shel Avarer, that the Raisa, there's no reason to be Mavarer, because you're Samach HaRav. I mean, since there's no Din, you could be Samach HaRav. Maybe it's wrong, the Rav, but you didn't do anything wrong, because you're Samach HaRav. In mitzvahs, and Achanam, you could say, you didn't do anything wrong, you're Samach HaRav. But Amayis, you don't have the mitzvah. So that's what the Mechpah.
You didn't do anything right.
You didn't do anything right. So Memela, that's why the Mechilta says it's a din of Eshel Varer by mitzvahs, because mitzvahs, you want to make sure you get it right. That's what. So this is what the Chavos Das is saying, what the Meir was saying. In mitzvahs, in Isurim, you say suffer the rice of the kula. Right? Okay, it's 50%, but that's the klal of the Rambam. So now, what if it comes out you're wrong? It's a suffix of strength, and you ate him strength. Okay, of other apostles, creates up your kalim, but you didn't do anything wrong. You're semech on a clock or suffer the rights of the kula. Mashaink in the midst, if you're going to be semech on suffer the rights of the kula, what's going to happen? It'll come out that if you're wrong, you didn't do the mitzvah. So you're not held responsible, but you don't have the positive aspect of doing the mitzvah. That's a pshat.
Where does Mashaink again?
At the end of Poi. So now.
Yamim
Yamimimah. So he says, Omeridik of Vart. We notice something called Shmura Matzah. So the Rambam, when he talks about Shmur Matzah, he says, you have to be shame with the Matzah. The Machlok is shame with Shmur Matzah. Some Shem say means you have to do it L'shma. Right? You have to be, you know, shame like they do in the bakeries. The shame, Matzah's Mitzvah. Rambam says to be shame with the cold sad, that it shouldn't become chometz. Many times you have din mishmeres, when we shame it says, that means you have to be more careful than usual. The word mishmeres. So Shmur Matzah means be more careful than usual because of chametz. Shabbat. Frek tichida. If that's what Shmur Matzah is, you should be eating Shmur Matzah 7 days of Pesach. Why only the first night? Zokto Meir Simcha. Very good. We're not worried about the issa of chametz. We're worried if there's chametz, then it's not matzah. Not the issa Shabbat. The issa, you could be samech on the rav. But the Torah is telling us Shmur Matzah means don't be semech on a roiv. Don't be semech hazaka. Do something better that it should 100, whatever you want to call it, 95%, 100%, not chametz, not because you don't want to be over this, in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. That's what he said.
But this is all in the Rambam.
Yeah, but this last part, you don't have to say what the Rambam self derives of kula, but it's the same type of svar. That's what it is. In other words, that the din of Shmur Matzah is to make sure you're mekayim the mitzvah. Not because it is. That's the nekuda. But there's a difference in service.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.